are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to chat.
It is. I know that whoever goes on when I'm not there just does an awesome job. So, you know, we always have so many fun things happening in Fort Pierre, and I just love being able to talk about it.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job talking about Trader Days and the first Thursday event. So, like you said, there's always a lot of fun things happening there in Fort Pierre.
There are. And Trader Days is starting tomorrow. And they have done such a great job of putting all of the events together. And it looks like the weather's going to be decent. So make sure you come over and take part. You know, we have turkey races and helicopter rides and food vendors and goodness, so many. Oh, lots of live music. And,
right.
Yeah, it's just going to be awesome.
There's a lot of great, you know, events happening tomorrow all the way through Sunday. Yeah, they did a fantastic job of, you know, packing in as much fun as they could.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, and tonight I think the barbecue contest starts. And so they've got more vendors than ever, more contestants than ever. So boy, is that going to smell good. I'll bet you'll smell that brisket cooking for miles.
Oh, absolutely. And what better thing to smell, right, than barbecued brisket? Good stuff.
Isn't that true? Yeah, so much fun. Oh, and the car show. That's always fun. So
absolutely.
There are just so many things that there is certainly an event for everyone.
It's going to be a busy time at Fort Pierre, a good time, and that's what it's all about.
It is. And next weekend, the 4-H Finals Rodeo, and I don't think something like 500 or 600 contestants registered for that. That's always a big deal and such a fun event, and fun to watch those athletes compete.
It really is, and a lot of work by the crew there at the fairgrounds, and they do a fantastic job getting things ready and making sure it runs good.
Incredible job.
They do.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so, that kicks off next Thursday. So, yeah, it must be August because there are so many things going on. I think Achievement Days just took place, and so there's just always something.
Got to get everything squeezed in before school starts.
Yeah, and that's going to be here before we know it, isn't it?
Exactly. It's hard to believe it's just around the corner.
I know. I don't know where the summer went, but it always goes fast. It seems like it went even faster this year.
Yeah, it really did. And what else is happening in Fort Pierre you want to let folks know about?
Well, the one thing that is happening on Wednesday, the 17th, is there will be a public meeting to talk about the concept of an ambulance district. The cost for ambulance service have just skyrocketed, and in order to cover those costs, the cities and the two counties have all passed resolutions approving the concept of an ambulance district, and the fairest way. We've had a lot of conversation about this. A lot of meetings, and the fairest way to share the cost of good ambulance service and keeping good ambulance service in our communities is an ambulance district. And so it would add, if passes, it would add a small levy on everyone's property taxes. And if you have a house that is valued say, in the $250,000 range for tax purposes, your taxes per year would be about $60. And so we think that's fair. We think it's doable, and we think it's necessary to have good ambulance service. And it's surprising how frequently ambulances are used in this community. We had a dispatcher at one of the meetings talk about just one evening that she was when she was working, that there were four ambulance calls within 45 minutes. And so, we are willing to step up to the plate and pay for good law enforcement. We pay for good fire services to protect our property. So $60 a year to pay perhaps save one of our lives, one of our family members' lives.
Mm-hmm.
We just think that it's necessary.
Yeah, it's so, a very essential service.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And we are so fortunate to have this kind of service that we have, fully staffed with paramedics who can save your life. And, the qualifications of these people is amazing. And so anyway, more information available at a public meeting that will be held on Wednesday the 17th at River City's Transit Community Room. And there will be an informational program at 5:30. But we are going to be there. Lots of officials from counties and cities will be there at 4 o'clock. If you want to come and just have a private conversation and don't want to stand up and ask your question in public, come at 4 o'clock or any time before 5:30, and you can ask your question in private. But 5:30, then we will have good information about costs and all of the details of the ballot issue, which will be on the ballot now that we have all passed resolutions. It will be on the ballot in November.
Yeah, and this sounds like a really good chance for the folks who have some questions. They want to learn a little bit more about it. This would be the perfect way to do that before the voting.
Exactly, and there are lots of questions to be asked, and I got involved in the whole issue just a couple of months ago, and there are a lot of questions. There indeed are. So, a new concept for us in this area.
Absolutely,
because in the past, the two counties and the two cities have always just divvied up the cost of the ambulance service, and it was taken out of everyone's general budget. And I imagine that it will continue that way if the ambulance district doesn't pass.
So if you're curious about this ambulance district, uh-huh. which this essential service much, much needed in the area, then go on out to the meeting and you can get all the details there and find out hopefully what it is your questions are about it.
Exactly. And the other thing that is happening next week is there will be a groundbreaking on Thursday the 18th for the Yellowstone development. And if anyone has not driven by the area on Yellowstone where this senior living development is going to be built, it's amazing. It doesn't look like the same piece of property anymore. All of those dead trees are gone, and there has been a lot of fill brought in and all prepped for the building to begin. So that's so exciting. The development is going to consist of independent living and assisted living and memory care, and then phase two, which will be built next year, is an apartment building, and possibly some condos. If I think there's some extra little property there that they can put in some condos And it will, it's a beautiful area, and it's going just going to be such a wonderful addition for the community. And I love the idea that our residents in Fort Pierre will now have a place to stay, as they need less space in their homes, and maybe a little more care. And so it will be just a wonderful option. And we have already had a number of calls for people who say, how can I get on the waiting list?
Ah.
And so it looks like it will, the developers are expecting that it will take about a year to build this facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be fun to watch that come out of the ground.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful addition to the community, and nice to see some movement on the property, because that gets people excited and looking forward to what's coming next.
Exactly.
All right. Well, glad to hear from you, Mayor. Always nice talking with you, and we'll look forward checking in with you again next week.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye. There's Mayor
bye-bye.
Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. As we continue on, welcoming into the studio, we have the United Way Executive Director, Holly Wade, and Jenny Bernhardt. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And, of course, first off, welcome, Holly. Congratulations on the new title. And still working on getting settled in, I bet.
Yep. Thank you very much. It's been... settling in is always an interesting thing, but it's really great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here and heading things up. And of course, today a big day for the United Way. The Capitol campaign is kicking off. So tell us about what's coming up.
Yeah, so we will meet at Missouri Avenue Event Center tonight at 5:30. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres. We'll have a champagne toast to kick off the kickoff. And just a nice little gathering to meet and greet. We've got some people talking. We'll have our co-chairs talking, and one of the partner agencies will also share how we help them, how our funds help them. So a really nice evening tonight, planned for tonight. Excited for it.
That sounds great. Yeah, and the United Way, the money that you raise with this capital campaign goes to so many different organizations and helps a number of people around the community.
Yes, we have 17 organizations that we help, and then we have several other just kind of community outreach things like Girls on the Run and Say Yes to the Dance and some other things that we do. So
very
a
nice.
Lot of things that we get to have a part in.
Yeah, it's an important campaign, and this is something that everybody can help out with in some different fashion. What are some of the ways that folks around the community can help out?
You know, as the Capitol campaign kicks off, we're looking for donations for any little bit can help.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a goal this year of $560,000. And like Holly mentioned, that helps 17 partner agencies do the great work that they do in our community. Our motto this year is Do Good, Live United. So there's not a better way in my mind to describe the work that's done through the United Way that the partner agencies are doing in this community.
Yeah,
we're excited to kick off campaign tonight.
So many wonderful things that you're able to help out with. And yeah, the campaign, very, very important. And we want to make sure folks know about it and are able to be part of it throughout the time here. So again, the kickoff tonight?
5:30 at Missouri Avenue Event Center. And we'll have our campaign video and just a really nice time to meet partner agencies, to meet our board, to meet people in the community.
Absolutely. You know, getting to know, because you're new to town and this is a chance for them to learn more about you.
Absolutely.
And maybe they aren't real familiar with United Way and what you do. So this is also a great opportunity to learn how they can help out and who they're helping out as well.
Yes,
absolutely. It's a broad spectrum of the Fort Pierre community, of all the different partner agencies and groups that are out there doing excellent work. And United Way is just here to help fundraise so that they can focus their time and energy on doing the great work that they do.
Right. So thank you for stopping in this morning. Best of luck. I know that the community really steps up when it comes to things like this. So they'll be there rallying behind you. And this is a good way to make sure everybody around the community is taken care of by doing some good. I like that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us here.
All right. Thank you. There's Executive Director Holly Wade from the United Way and also Jenny Bernhardt joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you on this Thursday by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.